Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, beautiful. Where the stars are drifting by. There's no better place on this earth than to be here at your side.
Ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to this week's episode of Christisms with your host, Nadia Khalil Bradley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 43 of Christisms. Today we're talking about God, gays, and genderless love. And out of all the topics that are discussed in Origins of Truth, God's position on homosexuality has to be one of the hardest topics for people to accept. Why is that? Today, we're going to find out. I am your co-host, Dawn Katzen, and of course, joining me is the author of Origins of Truth, Nadia Khalil Bradley. Hello, Nadia.
And, okay. I guess we're with Don, without Don. Where is Don?
No, you're there.
Oh, okay. Somewhere I got unmuted. I don't know if I was muted. However, today's topic about genderless love is the one topic that when people read the book who have been schooled that there are some people worth loving and some people not worth loving, would come to me and say, you know, my sister also read your book and she was really bothered that God loves gay people too.
Yeah.
And when the man said that to me, I looked at him and I said, what if you were gay? What if your son is gay or your daughter? Then what? Do you really think God won't love them when you saw them be born and you saw them when they were little kids and before they even knew who they were, you knew who they were, but you waited till they get older and then you punish them for being who they are just because they matured into it? But before that, they were lovable because nobody knew, not even you, or at least willing to admit it. But they were really bothered, as though being gay was a crime. Yet almost everyone I've met will say after somebody grew up, I knew it since he was a young kid. He was born that way, or she was born that way. So why do we have such a problem with it in our world? And what difference does it make to you if you are or you're not that anybody else is? So when Christ tackled this with me, he said, everybody comes down to earth. And why do you think there was a man and a woman? And
okay.
I thought, yeah, really? Why? Why didn't we have a man and a woman? Like, why didn't we just have one kind of people? And why did people have to come being born through another? Why didn't we just have one kind of people and they just emerge like a plant?
Okay.
I don't know, but why? Why this way? And he said, because if there were two kinds of people and they were different, the challenges that the souls needed to have when they came to Earth can now be played out. So I said, okay, so now there's two genders. Yes, and one carries a baby and one provides for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because back then providing just meant bringing food and creating some kind of shelter over your head from the elements. It wasn't
okay,
like
but
having
also,
houses
I mean,
like we have
yeah.
now.
Taking it to a more simplistic measure, one provides the seed and the other one is the fertile ground.
Right. But how could those two have somebody who doesn't care for that? So he took it a step further and he said, these are all challenges that we came to face as people to overcome and realize that love is love is love. That when you witness a same-sex couple, all you're witnessing is love.
Mm-hmm.
When Christ in the book says only love between a man and a woman is eternal, and somebody asked that question, Dawn, you asked me that question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I went back and read it all the way through with the eyes of somebody who might feel offended by that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that it's because the eternality in it is the making or the having of children. Once you can have children, that creates the eternality of it. But being gay is a minority on earth, but it is a challenge, and it's brought up every election. It's brought up in religions. Even people who were brought up in a religion who feel they cannot go into their own religion, even if they wanted to, because they had different desires that matter to nobody when nobody else is looking. So then he said, let's take the other challenges humans have.
Mm-hmm.
They have different religions. Now
mm-hmm.
somebody's better or worse because of their religion, because of their color, because of their race, because of their geography, and because of their homosexuality. It may even be on where you live. You know, we can go on and on with our challenges. But every election period, at least in mm-hmm. the United States, it's like they open this old closet, they flip the door open, they bring out the gay issue and the abortion issue, and they
mm-hmm.
beat them to death, and then as soon as the election is over, nobody talks about it again. It was never anybody's business to judge a human being for who they have sex with. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. Don, talk for a minute because I'm going to talk. Bye.
Okay. That's an interesting place to leave me at. Okay.
Sorry,
so,
I didn't mean to make you laugh.
No, it's okay. No, that's pretty funny because, you know, it is something that comes up every single election time, and it's during the elections where, you know, it's a hot issue. Of course, gay marriage, it's actually lasted beyond the normal political campaigning because now it's becoming more and more acceptable for states to approve gay marriage.
Yes, it's slowly we are evolving out of the judgment part.
Mm-hmm.
Of looking at people because they are different from us and then trying to tell them how they have to live. But then one day, you and I were having a conversation about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to you, why would you want to get married? Because the people who are getting married have a really hard time, if ever anything changes, to get out of a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The average cost of a divorce in the United States, if you use an attorney, is between $40,000 to $50,000. That's how much it costs to get divorced.
But I feel like when you're looking at it that way, and you get down to the reason why people want to get married, that's looking at it as like a contractual financial agreement. For gay people, especially when you're not allowed the privilege of getting married, and it's looked at as a privilege because not everybody can do it, It's about
right.
the love.
It becomes
being
desirable.
Yeah, it's about love, and it's about being able to love and be in a relationship with whoever you want, but also making sure that if you are in a long-term relationship, like, for example, I was in a long-term relationship with somebody who passed away from cancer. But
yes.
because of, you know, the system being set up the way it was, because we're not legally married, let's say, you know, I would not qualify for her Social Security, where a straight couple would. So there's the love, and then there's also a protection that's afforded to the partner.
That I agree with. And
uh-huh.
that's why I was saying, if you have to get married to have legal rights with somebody, that's one issue.
Mm-hmm.
But really, when you look at two gay people who are together, and they are together because of love, and if
mm-hmm.
they ever are not going to be together anymore, for whatever reason, they can part differently, and it doesn't have to be destructive.
Mm-hmm.
So there are pros and cons to it. Yes, the legalities of getting married and getting out of a marriage have their pros and cons to it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
what Christ said about gay people, about people who gravitate towards the same sex,
mm-hmm.
is that at home we are all genderless. We have no gender. There aren't boys and girls at home.
Mm-hmm.
We're just souls. When we come here, we come as a boy or a girl.
Uh-huh.
If we decide to come here more, we come here maybe as a girl and then a boy.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So the gender doesn't matter, except on Earth, where we have all these challenges to face, to overcome, to get to love.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so
just one more
the
sign of judgment on our parts.
Mm-hmm. So in the bigger picture, if we actually wanted to go this, we could actually say this, that, you know, a lot of people are, you know, are always saying that being gay is a choice. Well, you know what? At the soul level, you're right. It is a choice, but it's a choice that's approved by God.
You don't come here, like if somebody decided they were going to come down here and they were going
mm-hmm.
to live through, let's say, being an alcoholic.
Okay.
Once you come down here, it's not desirable to be an alcoholic.
Yeah.
But when you are at home making decisions of what you want to learn, what you want to overcome to get to self-love through free will, when you
mm-hmm.
chose that, you're like, well, okay, so I'll be drinking this stuff called liquor, and it's going to make me sick, and I'm going to have to fight it, and I'm going to have to try to get over it, and that will be the theme of my life. Any
mm-hmm.
other, you know, challenges I choose will work around that theme. How will it affect
mm-hmm.
my family, my kids, my job, my everything?
Okay, uh-huh.
And let's say somebody who comes and says, wow, I'm really going to challenge people. I'm going to like the same kind of person. And God
mm-hmm.
says, yes, that's a good challenge. How will you get to love through that? And then your challenges all revolve around the theme of being gay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens before we come down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why some people just come and they know it. It's just as valid as somebody who's 3 years old gets up on a piano and starts playing it like Mozart. We cannot say whose challenges are worth getting praised for or not.
Mm-hmm.
The challenges that we come to face, which is something we are learning. We are not there yet, but we're getting there fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're learning now that each one of us has something that might not be popular, but the only difference is that some of us can hide it better. And sometimes we can hide it better than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come from a certain part of the world, that's pretty hard to hide. If your skin's a certain color, that's pretty hard to hide. If you're
mm-hmm.
gay, that's pretty hard to hide. But if you've killed someone, it's not hard. It is not hard to hide.
Mm-hmm.
If you've stolen from people, no one would ever know.
Yeah, you can totally get away with
it. And then
if
you're the right color or the right location or the right geographic part of the world, you can get away with it for your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one would even question you.
You know what? Then let's start looking at, because right now, you know, we're still at a point where there's still a lot of misunderstanding and still a lot of prejudices against homosexual people. how would you say that people that are gay or support gay people can start dealing or having conversation with people that aren't supportive of gay people?
Well, first of all, you know, whatever you live in your life, you surround yourself with people where your mission is supported. If you mm-hmm. need something from a legal system or from other systems, those are things that are part of our challenges to fight for the rights of human beings, not mm-hmm. a gay human being, not a black human being, not a Arabic human being, but a human being.
Mm-hmm.
As far as God's concerned, there's only one race, and it's the human race. But
mm-hmm.
if you really want to enjoy your life, like me right now, I saw Christ. I don't walk around trying to convince people it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change it, just like somebody who's gay cannot change who they are. So if you accept it, other people tend to accept it differently. I know, like, a long time ago when I used to work and I was a stockbroker, and I would sit at my desk, and the man next to me was gay, and he tried not to be gay. And he went to a psychiatrist and tried not to be gay. He was engaged to a woman to try not to be gay. And then he said he didn't want to live a life hiding.
Yeah.
So he left Michigan, where he came from. He broke up with the girl he was engaged to and said, I'm sorry, I don't want to take you through a life of me having to hide something very big from you because I don't think I can control it.
Yeah.
And I've tried everything to control it. I've tried to be normal. I've tried to do what is called normal in our world right now, but I can't do it. So I need to remove myself from this state and go live somewhere where it's more acceptable and I can be myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he did. And he left Michigan and he moved to San Francisco initially and then came down to LA. So he did exactly what he needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
To surround himself in the environment he needed to, because in numbers you can create a community. And he went to a community that was created, which he found a home in.
Uh-huh.
It's true for everything. We cannot take people's minds and change what they believe. And the older somebody is, the more that they have heard throughout their life.
Mm-hmm.
That this is not a good thing. And there's still some places, if they find out you are, they hurt you.
Yeah,
some
I was going to say, it's
will
actually,
kill you.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's actually, even in the United States, that whenever gay comes up on a ballot, there's actually an increase in hate crimes.
Yes, and the fact that we keep even putting it up like that, and the fact that we keep talking about it as though it doesn't exist, and the fact that it may exist much more than we, I can't remember what it was, 1 in every 10 men?
Uh-huh.
Something like that. I just read it like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot say who's right and who's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's not ours. If God isn't judging us and somebody exists like that, we can't say that a human being didn't come from God.
Mm-hmm.
And why mm-hmm. would anybody want to come and just pretend they're gay? But if somebody's really gay, they have to deal with the fact that they are not physically attracted to the opposite sex. And so now they're being penalized for something they naturally feel. It's not an easy place to be.
Yeah, I know for myself, because we all go through that transition period. You know, there's some people that are genuinely bisexual, and they came here to be bisexual. And then there's people that are gay, and they came here to be gay. And I know, being a gay person, trying to be straight and act like it was okay, it wasn't okay. It wasn't okay with my body or my mind in any way, shape, or form. And it felt like the biggest betrayal to myself to try and be straight.
Yeah, I can't even imagine you being straight.
Yeah, no, it's just...
like, I can't imagine it. And I think one of the beauties of my life was knowing you and getting to see the inside of a big, fat nothing.
Yes.
That we're just friends.
Yeah.
There is no mystery, no weird stuff, no not weird stuff. There's nothing. I don't even see a difference. If somebody isn't the same color as me, I don't see a difference. All I see is a soul
Exactly.
And if I can only see a soul, imagine God.
Yeah.
Imagine how God looks at us.
Yeah.
Like,
you
wow,
know
that
what?
Person chose this hard challenge.
Yeah, you know what? Hold on. I do have, there is a question in the chat room, and they're asking, could someone have chosen a challenge to be one of coming here gay and then choosing to switch to not be gay or vice versa? And then they're asking, would this person be considered bisexual?
That depends. That mm-hmm. depends, because once you get here, you have free will to make whatever choice you want. God does not interfere with free will. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
there's no point in us coming.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're both and you are both, that's another story. Then you have to deal with that challenge. But there isn't a right and wrong answer, and that's something I really, really want to convey today, that if
wow.
somebody's gay or not, it doesn't make them better or not. They are still, like Christ said to me, there is no soul more important than another, and there is no soul left behind, not even you, whoever you are.
Mm.
It doesn't exempt except if you're gay.
Yeah.
Or except if you made what we used to call mistakes. I will not let anyone I know call anything a mistake anymore. That's it. That's
yeah.
over. We're kicking that to the curb now.
Well, you know, I think probably
being,
one of my favorite.
But being gay, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
go on.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Being gay.
No, I was going to say, being gay does no longer need to be whispered in a corner.
That's what I was going to say. I actually have, there's a new thing that I'm seeing happen with people where they're just, I've literally heard two people call this, they're just fluid. And they're just, look, they have certain wants and needs that they want in a relationship, and it doesn't matter to them if it's coming from a male or a female. That it doesn't matter.
Well, that's why Christ said that love is love is love. Because love is love is love. It's the relationships that are different. But do you know one of the things he said about gay people, the purpose of them?
What was the purpose of them?
Was to really, they came down here to be the examples that love is love is love.
Mm. And so this is going to be, we have a great question, another great question in the chat room. I love these guys. What does Christ, what does Christ say about scriptures condemning homosexuals?
I'm going to go back to what Christ told me. If anything mm-hmm. has guilt, control, fear,
yep.
doubt, or worry, it didn't come from God.
Say it again.
It did not come from God.
One more time.
If someone has guilt, control, fear, doubt, or worry, it did not come from God.
I think that answers it.
We have demonized
mm-hmm.
a sexual practice that happens even in communities where the men or somebody is pretending that they are not and they're fully accepted and they are so scared to say who they are or why they are the people they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to be now demonized. Imagine you're the same person in both places, but the perception
yeah.
of what someone thinks about you just changed who you are in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wonder why people don't want to say the truth about anything. But
yeah.
once we accept putting one group of people down, everybody on earth should watch out, because one day you're going to end up in a group that isn't the popular group or the accepted group or the group that's going to go to heaven when there is no hell.
I almost really want to repeat that again.
Now? Yeah,
why
well,
is Christ here now? Why?
Why is he here now? To teach us that there is love above every circumstance that will ever exist, that we will ever see in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That it's about love. It's all about love. If something takes away from love, then it is not from God. And if we do that, we are going to hit a wall, because anything without love cannot sustain. It just cannot.
But, you know, that does bring up the question, though. We have had certain, you know, we've had religions that have been around for a very, very long time that are not, that they just, in some ways they do sustain love, but in a lot of ways they're just as hurtful as they are helpful. How have they managed to stay?
They don't sustain love completely. They sustain fear.
Mm.
Fear that if you're not a good fill-in-the-blank, that you will not be okay in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it also brings a lot of confusion because here we're told God loves us and we're great and whatever, but you're a sinner and you do everything wrong before you do it right, and mm-hmm. you have to prove otherwise. So now we go and try to be our best on the outside and we're breaking apart inside and we can't even go to God for help because God is too far away. Mentally,
yes.
for us to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happened to us as people. And
how
then
do we get
add on that if you're different.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Whatever different means, and then you got to live with that baggage. And all
yeah.
we did was gave people baggage and stuff they had to hide and stuff they couldn't say, and it forced us to lie.
Absolutely.
It forced every single one of us to lie about something. In the
mm-hmm.
world that we live in. And then it got to the point where if you said the truth, you felt like you were hurting somebody.
Yeah.
So the truth became something not to do, and the lie became something to do just so everyone wouldn't blink.
Mm-hmm.
Just so nobody would have to think past a certain point.
So what do we do? We have 4 minutes left. How do we start changing this?
We start changing it when we no longer apologize for what is naturally in us as human beings. I know the world isn't completely ready yet. I know there's countries where if you open your mouth, you're hung the next day. I know all of that exists. It's not easy. But if there's a way that wherever you are in this world, wherever you are in your life, you can take yourself where you're around like people, you can live a quality of life you can enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very difficult choice to make, but it's much more difficult to live trying to live under the radar.
Yeah. Okay, we have one more question.
Hiding.
Yeah,
okay.
We have one more question, and it's a great question. So what they're stating is that the problem they see being encountered is that some people who believe in the holy books now have to choose Nadia as being more authoritative than the books, which they believe to be the final authority on truth. The question is, did those people choose that challenge? That's a great question.
That is a great question, and that is a great challenge as well. I don't mm-hmm. think anyone should ever choose me. I'm just somebody who opens thoughts that we already know are true. I'm mm-hmm. just the one delivering it, but I'm not somebody you follow. I'm just somebody who's reminding you. Christ just told me I am a reminder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just a normal person who Christ speaks through, which is not normal, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But very normal to me, and I stand by what Christ tells me because I have seen the effects of the power of the love that I have come to know heal people
mm-hmm.
and heal me first so that I even understood what healing meant.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to jump in and just kind of also just jump on that a little bit. I don't think it's necessarily, I totally get what you and Christ are saying, that it's not necessarily about following you, but let's say we drew a line in the sand and said the holy book, that's the end-all, be-all authority. But now the line has been extended out, and so people are going to have to go beyond what they thought was the end, what they thought was the final truth, thought
yes.
they were finding in different holy books. But now here we come. We have Christ here and now talking to, telling us that what we thought was the final line, what we've been sold was the final line, is in fact not the final line. So is it our challenge now to push, to either erase the line or push the line back to accept these new truths that we're learning from Christ? And
think
these are the final truths.
Yes, that is our challenge, and I believe in every ounce of everything I have seen. I've been home, I've been back, I saw Christ, I see Christ, I get written through, that anything below the line of love, anything, it's not from God. I don't care where it was written. Mm-hmm. Because there's certain things that were written to put us into a fear mode, because the easiest way to get anyone to react to anything is through fear. And because we react to fear and we don't question anything after that, and I'm not saying, you know, there's certain things when you read, and I know in the Quran or in the Bible, which, you know, I'm not that schooled in religion, which is, I think, why Christ was able to come to me, or I probably would have ran away and thought he was somebody else or something else, like, I, you know, has been said to me. But I will say that anything below the line of love is not acceptable to us anymore as human beings. We have tortured each other enough with everything we can't do. And then the list of what we can do is nothing. The list of what we can do is not doing what we can't do.
Exactly.
I know that sounds crazy to say, but that's all we're trying to do is avoid what we can't do, but nobody ever said what you can do.
Okay,
and so then when we're happy, we're scared to be happy.
Absolutely. One more time, because this is really resonating with people. We're asking for the list one more time of the five things that are not God.
If anything has guilt, control, fear, doubt, or worry, it is not from God. It's impossible to be from God.
And with that, we have actually reached our half hour. And
Yay, we did it.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I knew this was going to be a great one. I want to thank everyone for listening, and especially the people that are joining us in the chat room and asking these great questions and just pushing the conversation further. And so thank you for listening to Christisms with Nadia Khalil Bradley. And tomorrow we're actually going to be taking on current events, because we want to get Christ's take on some of the stuff that's happening in the world. If you want to join in that conversation, you can, or have topics you want some questions or would have questions about or want to have Christ's opinion on, you can go ahead and join us on Facebook. The link is at the bottom of the page. And also be sure to follow us on Blog Talk so you can get daily email updates and show reminders and links directly to the show. The other thing also is that the ideas and topics that we discuss, especially this one that we were talking about today, the ideas and topics we discussed on this show can be found within Origins of Truth. If you are ready to awaken to the truth of your soul, Origins of Truth is available at Amazon.com. You can get it in hardback and ebook format. And Nadia, thank you for such a great show. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of Christisms with Nadia Khalil Bradley. To learn more, visit NadiaKhalilBradley.com.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.